slaying on these sands, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Do they not know that is the neck that our prophet kissed? Heaven's final bliss. Heaven's final bliss, I see from above. So I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. They ripped my earrings right off my ears, Ya Abbas, Ya. They cut his fingers to steal a ring, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Do they not know that this is the son of Ali and Zahra, the Prince of Heaven? Oh, the oppression. And I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. I wait for the day Al-Quds is yours, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I wait for the day justice is served, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I ask for you to come in my life, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I ask for you to come in my life, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآل الطاهرين. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Zainab has fallen, Hussein's back broken. Oh dear uncle, you are our chosen. Has the flag fallen? And I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein. No need for water, I want my uncle. You left with two arms, returned with no arms, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. You left with my wish to bring us water, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. But now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. But now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Why is he upon my father's chest? I see my father with arrows, mother. Where is his brother? And I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle. They've chained me up to a camel's back, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Why are their bodies laying on these sands, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas? Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken, for you're gone, Abbas. Inna lillahi وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Do they not know that? That is the neck that our prophet kissed. Heaven's final bliss. Heaven's final bliss, I see from above, so I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle, they ripped my earrings right off my ears, Ya Abbas, Ya They cut his fingers to steal a ring. Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. Oh, now you've left my heart broken for you're gone, Abbas, Ya Oh, now you've left my heart broken for you're gone, Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Do they not know that? This is the son of Ali and Zahra, the prince of heaven. Oh, the oppression. And I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein, where have they gone? Oh, I want my uncle, I wait for the day, Al-Quds is yours, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, I wait for the day, justice is served, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, I ask for you to come in my life, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. I ask for you to come in my life, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon, how do we bear to see him? Abbas, our fallen moon. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآل الطاهرين. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Zainab has fallen, Hussein's back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Sheikh Usama, we welcome you once again to our nightly Muharram program. Inshallah, to start off our night, inshallah, we could welcome our dear brother Hassan Fakhreddin for some recitation from the Holy Quran. If you could please help me welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. If anyone wants to follow Surah Al-Muzzammil, page 574. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
أحسنت brother another loud salawat على محمد وآل محمد Before welcoming our dear brother Hassan Salameh for some poetry, if we could inshallah please recite Surah Al-Fatiha on behalf of the marhumin Sayyid Jamil Jum'a and marhum Hajj Abdullah Hamoud and all the mu'mineen and the mu'minat that have passed, the shuhada, Imam Khomeini, and all of your marhumin inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman. Inshallah, now we will welcome our dear brother Hassan for some recitation from some poetry, inshallah. If we could help me welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين Respected Sheikh Osama, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As our dear brother Ahmed mentioned, if we could recite Surah Al-Fatiha on behalf of all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat and dedicate the thawab to the imam of the time, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillah. for reciting this poem, I just wanted to mention that as Alhamdulillah, we are blessed to listen to Sheikh Osama's reminders on a daily basis, that we all have our role to play in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and creating a godly society. So just because certain nights, certain personalities, or certain aspects or certain roles are highlighted, it's in no way taking away from the holistic responsibility that we all have, whether it's men and women. Sometimes we might be talking about women, but we also obviously uphold that the men need to uphold their responsibilities and vice versa. And I just want that to be kept in mind, inshallah, as we remember the shuhada of tonight, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. I also would like to take this time to dedicate this poem to my mother, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, to Sayyida Zainab alayha salam, to Sayyida Masuma, to my mother, and especially to my wife, who, without which I would not be able to serve Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And I ask that everyone recite a loud salawat for her, inshallah. The Prophet said that heaven lies beneath the feet of a mother. The Prophet said that heaven lies beneath the feet of a mother. So what heaven must lie under the feet of the mother whose son beneath bloodied sands lies under? As she watches her flesh embodied in front of her being struck by the swords of enemy hordes. The Prophet said that heaven lies beneath the feet of a mother, but what heaven lies beneath the feet of the mother with such sabr, patience, as she gifts her beloved. But this kind of patience can only be the result of divine grace, a mother whose piety over her emotions overtakes, for any normal mother's heart would surely have collapsed watching the enemy attack, but surely heaven must lie beneath her feet. Because like her son, the mothers in Karbala knew that everything in Hussein's path becomes sweet, and the enemies from a young boy began to retreat. Because a household dedicated to God produces the warriors that are most elite, unintimidated by thousands, swords of enemies, not even thirst and the desert heat. But before we remember the young warriors, before the swords were unsheathed, before we remember the chains that connected the women's hands, let us remember the day when the mother and the baby by a cord were attached. Let us remember the day when the mother and the baby by a cord were attached as she fed him with pure love. And she watched him grow up, and she taught him Quran, and she taught him of the Prophet and his imams, and she taught him that for oppression do not stand, and she sat by his bedside until the years flashed by like grains of sand, until she and he would say goodbye on desert land. But what do mothers raise their sons for, if not for a death so grand? To stand triumphant for the sake of God from his cradle, this she had for him planned. For the enemies of truth, the men of Yazid, it was the mothers of the warriors who brought him defeat. And the Yazids of today know this. So they target our sisters and mothers and manipulate their emotions. Yes, the Yazids of today know this, so they target our sisters and mothers and manipulate their emotions. They tell them to leave the home and work, or you are not equal. When God gifted you the domain to make kings, these houses are not worldly dwellings.
They are shrines of God, foretelling of the godly men and women rebelling against tyranny and oppression, repelling. They are fertile soil. They are fertile soil from women's sacred bellies. Divine breath is blown and godly wind is telling. They are fertile soil that from women's sacred bellies, divine breath is blown and godly wind is telling. You are women. What the Prophet told Zahra when she asked Muhammad, who will mourn Hussein when I am not there? And he said, O Fatima, of mourners Allah will create a nation. But how can that nation be born if our sisters are too busy with their occupations? And he said, O Fatima, of mourners Allah will create a nation. But how can that nation be born if our sisters are too busy with their occupations? Nobody is denying that our sisters specialize and advance their education. Fatima and Zainab were at the peaks of knowledge and society's station, but their priority was their home and laying godly foundation. To be prophets in their homes, for being a mother is not limited to gestation. For a child to be properly raised, the mother is the divinely appointed teacher. We must not deny causation. We must not deny causation between misguided children and lack of parenting. There is a direct correlation. Yes, men must uphold their roles. Yes, men must uphold their roles, but it is our women today they target to manipulate their souls. It is our women today they target to manipulate their souls. They say to them, do not be controlled. Advance your career, get married, and have children when you are old. The same companies who treat women and their bodies as commodities to be bought and sold are trying to teach us to ignore what our Prophet told. They say, do not let men trap you between four walls, because they know it is the mother who can produce children that make tyrants fall. They say, do not let men trap you between four walls, because they know it is the mother who can produce children that make tyrants fall. It is the mother who can change it all, for she will raise the Qasims of tomorrow. The Prophet said that heaven lies beneath the feet of a mother. So what heaven must lie under the feet of the mother who watched him reach for his sandals on the sand before torn asunder? As his sandal is broken and he reaches for his feet, whose son under bloodied sands is buried beneath, whose son beneath bloodied sands lies under, as she watches her flesh embodied in front of her, being struck by the swords, who know that our victory is in the hearts of our mothers. As she watches her flesh embodied in front of her, by those who know that our victory is in the revolution, that is the mother. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Ahsan, brother. Inshallah, if we could get another loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, just a few announcements before we begin with the lecture. Just a reminder, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, we will be holding Jama'ah prayers directly after the program. So for those of you that are able to stay, inshallah, we'd love to have you. Those of you that need to get home in time, inshallah, that's also fine, inshallah. The 8th annual Ashura procession will begin 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, August 7th. The Mu'mineen are asked to assemble at Fortin High School, and then they will walk towards Ford Woods Park. Al-Ajal also presents its poetry slam, this The Roar of Karbala, at 9:45 p.m. on Sunday, August 7th. Please stay tuned for more information on different programs and things of that nature. And inshallah, the program for the Maqtal on Monday. Inshallah, the next, before we leave today, inshallah, we'll have the flyer either up, or I'll give you, inshallah, some more details. But please feel free to join our WhatsApp group for all important information. Lastly, we want to remind everybody that the cafeteria is open downstairs for those families that would like to take their kids down if they need to release some more energy or play and talk with their friends. And then when the parents feel they're ready to come back up. Also a reminder, inshallah, if during the Quran and the poetry, if we could even ask like the brothers and sisters in our audience to please like hold the side conversations till maybe at a later time when it's appropriate to happen, inshallah. And there's also the Seeds for Hussein campaign. Inshallah, there's a brother at the front of the at the lobby area. It's just another way, another opportunity for those that want to donate using a different method. We just wanted to thank everybody for always supporting us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your families. And we appreciate all the support. صلى على محمد وآل محمد Inshallah, with that being said, inshallah, we will benefit another time with Sheikh Osama as we delve into the topic of the tranquil soul. Please help me welcome him with three loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back to our seventh day of the Muharram program. This year we've been trying to take practical inspiration from one of the beautiful verses of the Quran where Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, O tranquil soul. What's happened is that we've been in the tents of Aba Abdullah and we've been trying to get practical lessons on how to experience true tranquility and peace. Now, first of all, I'd just like to make sure, is the sound okay, Brother Hassan? We're good? Salawat, please. There were two questions that weren't fully addressed yesterday. One of them was the idea that is tranquility or peace something which you and I are capable of first getting, receiving, and then after that sharing with other mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially our families? Is that a possibility? Especially our spouses? You and I obviously remember that verse of the Quran where Allah talks about the gifts that come with marriage, one of them, of course, being peace. But what we decided yesterday, brothers and sisters, was that before we focus on the adults and their needs, the spouse, other mu'mineen, other mu'minat, people who we interact with, the larger circle of believers, what we were going to do first was to focus on the most valuable and the most vulnerable, which are our children. So what happened was, if brothers and sisters remember, we started off talking about the idea of a tranquil home. But before that, we started by asking a simple question. Is it true that children actually need tranquility? Or is no, it's enough if I have the lights on, the rent is paid, the mortgage is paid, food is there, they have clothes on their back. Is that enough? Can I say, Alhamdulillah, I've relaxed and I have done my duty? Or do children have a real deep need for tranquility and peace. The reason is, brothers and sisters, you and I, we've been gifted or we've been handed a heavy responsibility. We are supposed to be training the soldiers of the Imam. What we learn from the ayat of the Quran, from the teachings of Islam, is that our children are an amanat. They are trust from God. And God says this about trust. Surah 4 and verse number 58. Inna Allah ya'murukum. Truly, God commands you. What? An tu'addu al-amanat ila ahliha. That you return the trust to their rightful owners. You see, Allah placed perfect, innocent souls at our disposal. Children who were born on the fitrah of Tawheed. But it's the training of the parents that sometimes leads children to stray. So back to the original question. Do children need tranquility in order for them to be emotionally healthy? Or is it that no, father and mother, maybe they're fighting, screaming and shouting. Maybe that's okay. The lights are on. There's clothes on their back. The answer, of course, brothers and sisters, is that yes, this is one of the... People sometimes wonder, what's the best way to raise those righteous children who are the soldiers of the Imam? And the answer is the tranquil home, that warm and inviting home. That's what our duty is. Now, I want to mention something, though. There's sometimes when a believer, a mu'min or mu'mina, will hear verses like this and become consumed with them. They will start to think, I'm going to make you a Muslim. Let's say there's a parent who says, you know what? You're going to be a Muslim if it's the last thing I do. Is that the approach that we have, brothers and sisters? This is very important for experiencing Quranic tranquility. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to talk about this more another time. But if you and I reject a Quranic truth and decide to take on a duty that God hasn't given us, in other words, go against God's system, we'll never experience tranquility. Quranic truths need to be respected. One of those Quranic truths is the reality that you and I, we don't guide. We're not the Hadi. Allah's the Hadi. Allah says about our Prophet, he tells him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. He tells the Prophet, truly you don't guide the one who you love. وَلَكِنَ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. God guides whoever he pleases. So it's not the case that I'm going to make a decision, a determination, and I'm going to make somebody a Muslim. No, we can't. The Prophet can't. But what we do have is a responsibility to create the grounds for our children to become, as we find in the ayat of the Quran, Ibadur Rahman. How do I do my duty so that my children, they can choose to become servants of the merciful, Ibadur Rahman. So that's what we're talking about. So, brothers and sisters, what we learn from our scholars, you see, brothers and sisters, in Islam, we go to the Urafa to find out how to train our souls and better our souls. They have special advice for us when it comes to our children. What they tell us is that if, God forbid, there are fights in the house, bad akhlaq, screaming and shouting, cursing, foul language, if that happens, what happens to your child is that that creates anxiety, worry. If a child grows up anxious, it's much harder for a child who grows up anxious to experience those spiritual positions of those children who go up tranquil. Yes, you can overcome it. I can be in a situation where they were fighting like cats and dogs every day. I overcame it. I did jihad. But it's very difficult. I'm at a decided disadvantage. Sometimes generations later, the effects of the fighting between the husband and wife are still there. So we definitely want to make sure that that happens. And there was something that I talked about last time, which was the idea that the first step would be that love that should be there between the husband and wife. The first step to making the house attractive is the love that's supposed to be there between the husband and the wife. Now, there is one challenge. It would be wonderful if we were married to perfect spouses. If our spouse was someone who never made mistakes, never did anything wrong, perfect mu'min or mu'mina, it would be very easy to be loving. But what about if we're married to people like you and I, Muslims who've got flaws? At that stage, how do I love this flawed human being? Sometimes so many mistakes have been made that even though you and I know from the ayat of the Quran, if we want to be forgiven, we've got to learn to forgive. But sometimes it's not that easy. Yeah, God says that, but I still remember the fights. I still remember the dirt this person did. And that's very unfortunate. I heard a story that I'm hoping isn't true, inshallah. This husband and wife, they went into the bank. And when they went into the bank robber rushed in and he had a mask on. And he started robbing the bank. And then all of a sudden his mask fell off and he told everybody, "Don't look at me." And everybody was looking down. Then one bank teller looked up. And he shot that person. Then he looked around. He said, "Did anybody else get a look?" And the husband was looking down on the ground. He said, "I didn't look, but I think my wife had a peek." Sometimes there's so much animosity, I don't want to forgive. How do I learn to forgive my spouse so we can have that tranquil home? I want to mention a technique that our Urafa mentioned. The technique, brothers and sisters, is called the idea, the technique of the sinner and the saint. So for each one of you, brothers and sisters, let's pretend that you're the saint. You're the person who's done all the right things. My spouse has treated me unfairly. I'm the good person. I'm the good mu'min. My spouse is the one who's made the mistake. The sinner and saint technique from the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt. But before I get to the sinner and saint technique, let me mention something else from Amir al-Mu'mineen. If we ever find ourselves only focused on the flaws of our spouse or any other imperfect believer, it means we're not working on our nafs. Anytime I find that all I can see are your mistakes, that means I'm not working on my nafs. We learn that principle from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says this, that person who forgets his or her flaws istazama, considers to be huge khatiyat ghayri. The person who forgets his or her flaws, who's not working on their nafs, that person finds the mistakes of others to be absolutely intolerable. So if we ever find ourselves in that trap, it's a sign I'm not working on myself. Otherwise, if I was working on myself, I'd remember how hard it is to change. Back to the technique. How do I love an imperfect person? What is that advice that the Urafa would give? This is taken from a hadith of Imam Baqir. The Imam tells us this. He says that if two believers meet one another, and these believers shake hands, Allah puts his hands between the hands of those believers who are shaking hands. They're making peace. But then something special happens. The Imam says, God turns with his countenance to the believer who loves the other believer more. If two believers meet one another, they shake hands. But one of them, in their heart of hearts, loves the other mu'min more than they love them. The Urafa would be telling them, their students, the Ayatollah Behjats of the world, those greats that we can't even imagine how wonderful they are. So the ayat, as an example, Allah have mercy on Ayatollah Behjat, may he raise him with the Ahlul Bayt. It's not about Ayatollah Behjat, we're trying to learn a principle. Ayatollah Behjat makes a mu'min, or mu'mina like you and I. He looks, and you know they say for some of these urafa, they can see the flaws. So he looks at me, he sees someone who backbites, someone who's not careful about his eyes, someone who lies, someone who's mean, all of the traits that we all have. The Ayatollah Behjat, is it possible that he not love me, but I love him more than he loves me? Because when I look at him, I'm like, but he makes Salatul Layl, he's close to Ahlul Bayt. Is it possible for the saint to love the sinner less than the sinner loves the saint? If that happens, God turns with his countenance to who? To the sinner. If there's a couple who realize this, I'm always working on loving my spouse more than they love me. How do I do that? Brothers and sisters, very quickly, it means God has to be so important in my eyes that anyone who loves God, loves Ahlul Bayt, it's kind of like what that line that we recite in the ziyara, that we are silmun liman salamakum. Oh Allah, Imam, I am at peace with the one who's at peace with you. Anyone who loves Ahlul Bayt, I am impressed so much by God and Ahlul Bayt, I love that person to that extent. So a little bit about that. Number two, brothers and sisters, was the concept of respect. That house, the warm and inviting house, has to be a house where there's a lot of respect. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we believe a hadith that tell us that the respect of the mu'min, even an imperfect mu'min, is more than that of the Kaaba. More than that of the Kaaba. The next time I'm thinking that, you know what, my spouse misbehaved, I'm going to discipline them. If necessary, I'm going to throw them under the bus because they made the mistake. Remember, in this example, I'm the good mu'min. Our children have to learn through our actions how to respect other imperfect mu'mineen more than they respect the Kaaba. They learn that by action. They learn that by my interaction. So if that's the case, that my respect has to be more than that of the Kaaba, the Urafa mention a few different points. They say a couple of things now for the respect. One, our differences should never lead to fighting publicly in front of our children. If it's the case that you and I'm arguing, my spouse is wrong now, I'm arguing in front of my children, that's a red line. Our children need to learn how to handle those things behind closed doors. The Urafa mentioned something. Sometimes you and I see a mistake of that person, my spouse, my husband or my wife, and I'm so angry at them, I throw them under the bus. The Urafa say, remember this, your children have a mother and a father. You're throwing that person, they love both parents. You don't ever want to get the children to hate the parent. So they say never in front of the children. You never want your children to be worried if you're going to make it. You've heard those hadith that say that divorce shakes the throne of God. What does it do to grow up in a house where the word divorce is thrown around, or there's so much arguing and tension that I don't know if we're going to make it? What does that do to a heart of a small child? So the children should know this. The children, they say, should learn from us that it's never the case that we're arguing for argument's sake, even if we're right. That we are arguing for argument's sake. Our children should learn that truth is what is important. If there's ever an argument, first of all, it's never behind closed doors. Secondly, even when we're speaking to our spouse, I'm just speaking enough for the truth to be exposed to that person. Otherwise, the hadith of Ahlul Bayt say that we're supposed to admit to the truth before anyone brings any witnesses. So those are some of the things that they say. And they also, of course, teach us to make sure that we teach the children to respect and love imperfect believers, because obviously our children are going to have an imperfect spouse. Salawat, please. A house, brothers and sisters, which is a warm and inviting house, is a house where there's appreciation. A house which is warm and inviting is a house where everyone feels that their small efforts are noticed by others and that we thank them. We appreciate them. The way that we're supposed to be training our children is that every blessing that you have and you enjoy, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a Shia point of view, you see and you notice the wasila. How did I get such and such a blessing? A couple whose house is warm and inviting, never forget, my spouse is the means of me receiving certain blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't thank God without thanking the person. Let's say you have a couple who never forgot this. Every single day, what would be ordinary chores in the house, right? Somebody did the dishes. Somebody paid the rent. Somebody, whatever it is, somebody took out the garbage. Let's say there was a couple who saw that as a blessing from God and would make note of it and thank their spouse for it. The hadith tell us that shukruka liradhi ank. When you're pleased and you have a good relationship with someone, but you'll learn to appreciate the blessings, the hadith says this is, strengthens those relationships and the loyalty that the person has to us. It tells us that even if the relationship is a little bit rocky, shukruka lisakhiti alayk, when you're grateful to someone who you don't have that strong of a relationship with, this can mend the relationship. Trust. I'm just trying to go quickly before we go to Karbala. Trust. Brothers and sisters, trust in a relationship is usually broken by two things. One is lying. The other is suspicion and thinking badly of a person. Lying and thinking badly of a person. What happens is sometimes a husband or wife cannot value the truth the way that Islam says. So I create a situation where my children learn to lie to me, learn to hide things from me. Why do they learn to lie to me? Because I overreact when you tell me the truth. Sometimes a husband and wife will have it between one another. Why is it that my spouse doesn't share what's really on their mind? Because I will come down like a ton of bricks. What's the Islamic way? The Islamic way, the hadith is, as-sidqu 'izzun. Telling the truth gives honor and respect. That would mean we train our children such that if they tell us the truth, they made a mistake, but they tell us the truth. They say, you know what? I did this. Then we as parents are so on top of our game that I can still tell my child, what you did was a mistake, but I'm happy you told me the truth. The mistake happened, but more important than the mistake was that you're honest with me. They're learning in practice this hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen, where he says, "As-sidqu yunjik," telling the truth will save you. وَإِنْ خِفْتَ, even if you're afraid of it. But brothers and sisters, our children have to learn that and see that in the house with us. Suspicion, brothers and sisters, is another one that causes damage to the trust in the house. What the Ahlul Bayt have told us is that if you can think good of others, if you have a house where you think good of your spouse, you think good of your kids, you are impressed, you think that they're great, this leads to greater love. Hadith. The hadith says, "Man hasuna dhannahu bin nas." That person who thinks good of others, who's impressed by others, who thinks other people want to do the right thing. It says, "Haza minhum al-mahabba." He gets their love. People like to be around those who appreciate them, notice when they do the right thing. I might not be perfect. I might not be a perfect mu'min. I might be my son, my daughter, isn't doing everything exactly the way that I would like, but they're trying and I see that and I'm impressed. Hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The last one before we go to Karbala, and the timing changed, so we might go to Karbala very quickly, is that spirituality, brothers and sisters, and this is the last one, after that we're going to Karbala. What is it that we mean by a spiritual house? A spiritual house, brothers and sisters, is one where first and foremost, no sin happens. First and foremost, I want to create that house of God. I want my children to have a chance. The first thing we need to do is to make sure, as their parents, I don't openly sin. That's very hard for a child to swallow, to take in. Because children, when they're very young, their minds are very clear. Allah said, do this. Makes sense. What's hard for me to digest is, if Allah said to do this, why aren't you doing it? Why is it okay to sin? The hadith says this, إِنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, if God forbid a sin happens, he says, إِذَا عَمِلَ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ سِرًّا, if a person does it secretly, then it only destroys the doer of the action. We're even told in a hadith, the person who doesn't post their sins, let other people know, keeps it private, struggles to overcome it, doesn't flash it, isn't an overt sinner trampling over Allah's laws, this person is forgiven for their sins. What about if the opposite happens? If it's whatever sin that I think is unimportant, that I will do openly, what does that do to a family? Hadith of the Prophet. He says, وَإِذَا عَمِلَ بِهَا عَلَانِيَةً, when it's done openly. And brothers and sisters, you and I, each one of us is going to go back to our own struggles. Let's say my struggle is how I interact with my spouse. I use harsh words. I'm not loving. I'm not encouraging. I put the person down. That might be my sin. That might be my struggle. It might be the way that I dress, even though I know Allah said a certain thing. It might be I'm not careful with what I look at. That might be my sin. It might be the one that I'm going to talk about, halal income. In Islam, you want to raise proper children, lawful income. Sometimes people aren't careful about the money that they earn. I remember, inshallah, it's not true that Muslim gangster, inshallah, it's not true. A Muslim can't be selling drugs. You can't say, that's haram. You know what the brother said? He said, The money doesn't know where it comes from. What about for you and I? As a believer, can I earn haram? Can I be paid for doing a haram action? What about the issue of homes? If I'm a believer and I'm earning lawfully, do I remember that there's a time of the year where I'm supposed to pay homes? Remember that hadith of the Imam where he says that the most difficult issue to face on Yawm al-Qiyamah is when Sahib al-Khums, let's say the Imam of the time, stands up and says, Rabbi Khumsi. Oh Allah, this Khums belonged to the Imam of the time. And the Imam says, Oh Allah, I want it now. So the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt say, if someone is earning illegally through haram, this shows up in the kids. I'm bringing haram money home, bringing haram food on the table. It shows up in the kids. So we want to make sure that that's not happening. Now, inshallah, we'll go to Karbala and then our brother will take us from there. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. Another salawat for the love of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. For the love of her sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam, salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة وخزان العلم. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. It was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in, day out. Sallallahu alayhi
المظلوم صلى الله عليك يا أيها الشهيد بكربلاء. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Imam al-Hussein. Tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, is the night of Qasim, the son of Imam al-Hassan. But before we take our hearts to Karbala, let us remember our beloved Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba as he laid there on his deathbed suffering from the poison. Imam al-Hussein was alongside him crying, Hassan. Imam Hassan asks, why do you cry, oh Hussein? Your tears are too heavy for your brother's heart. Your tears are too heavy for your mother Zahra. Oh Hussein, tonight I may pass, but la yawmaka, yawmaka, ya Aba Abdullah. There is no day like your day, oh Hussein. On the eve of Ashura, it is narrated that the Imam read the names of those who will be shaheed in the battle. He lists the companions one by one, reading each name in sorrow. The list ends and Qasim doesn't hear his name. Qasim complains to Imam al-Hussein and wonders, oh, my uncle Hussein, why did you not say my name? Will I not be from those who give their life for you? Hussein says, my nephew Qasim, what is your perspective on death? He tells him, Wallah, ahla min asal. Oh uncle, I swear if it is in your way, death is sweeter than honey. And so when the sun rose and the companions were slain, Hussein stood alone. He said, Hal min nasirin yansuruna, Hal min dhabin yadhubu an harami Rasulillah. After hearing this, Qasim replies, Ya Aba Abdullah, I am at your service. He couldn't handle it anymore, seeing his uncle in this position. Imam al-Hussein hugs his nephew, who was in his early years, and they both began to cry. And so Hussein was saying, Ibn Akhi, your father entrusted me with you. Qasim kept on kissing the Imam's hands and feet, pleading him to let him fight. According to the narration, Qasim replied to his uncle, take from me this well. The Imam opens it, and it was from his brother Hassan. It read, Akhi Aba Abdullah, my brother, give permission to my son so that he can fight with you and he can represent me on that day. The tent of Imam Hussein, the night before Ashura, everyone paid allegiance to the dear son of Zahra. How would Qasim ask Hussein, how could he give permission? What would he say to Hassan? A heartbreaking decision. As Qasim walked in, Hussein saw his brother's face, thoughts of Medina. He walked with his father's grace. In front of Hussein, he began to state his case. Sayyidi Hussein, Ya Habibana, Sayyidi Hussein, Hussein, Ya Habibana, Sayyidi Hussein, Hussein, Ya Habibana, Sayyidi Hussein, Hussein, Ya Habibana. Like a moth round a flame, young Qasim comes to Hussein. Qasim puts in his request. All he hears is brother's name. Could I ever let you go? Oh, the trust of my brother. But if I stay, dear uncle, what will I say to father? What will I say to father? He began to kiss, kiss the hands of his dear Mawla, begging to get the leave, leave to fight on Ashura. Permission granted, Hassan fights in Karbala, Sayyidi Hussein. He then went to the tent and wore his armor. Brothers and sisters, can we imagine how a young, bright soldier of Allah comes out with armor too big for him? He bids his farewell to his auntie Zainab. She tells him to send her salams to his father Hassan. After that, Qasim sets out to the battlefield and says, if you do not know me, I am the son of Hassan, the grandson of the chosen and trusted prophet. And this is Hussein, like a ransomed captive amongst cursed people. May the sky never rain its mercy upon them. He fights valiantly until he kills a good number of them. A man from the enemy narrates, I was in the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd when a young man came forward whose face was shining like the moon. He carried a sword. and the strap of his shoe was torn. I will never forget that it was his left. He stopped in the middle of the battlefield to fix his shoe, as it was seen as disgraceful to walk barefoot. Seeing him in this position, one of the enemies came and struck Qasim on his head. He immediately called, "Ya Amma, oh uncle." Imam Hussein rushes to his nephew's aid like an eagle rushes to his prey. Oh, that is when Hussein took his Qasim. He holds him close and places his chest on his own. And Qasim's feet drag along. They trail on the sands of Karbala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yinqalibun. Ya Allah, we ask and call upon you by your greatest name, the mightiest, the most honorable, to send your blessings and praise upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and that you accept of us our worship. We ask that you send your mercy upon the deceased of the believing men and women. We ask you by Hussein, the martyr, his mother and father, that whoever was in this gathering of ours and has a need, that you fulfill it for him. We pray that you relieve the suffering of all those oppressed, and that you hasten the return of our 12th Imam. May the peace of Allah be upon the noble Hussein, the children of Hussein, the family of Hussein. May the peace of Allah be upon the noble Abbas and the honorable Zainab. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Everyone together. السلام على الحسين وعلى. أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, if we can arrange the chairs and arrange in lines for the latmiya. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, this is a very short latmiya, just for the sake of Qasim. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. son of Hassan, of you how many pieces inside? O moon of the night, why do I not see arms at your side? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? O moon of the night, why do I not see arms at your side? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? O son of Hassan, O son of Hassan, of you how many pieces inside? O moon of the night, why do I not see arms at your side? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? By the arrows in your chest, let the storm in my heart rest. By the arrows in my chest, by the arrows in your chest, let the storm in my heart rest. Help me pass all of God's tests. Won't you let me be your guest? O son of Hassan, of you how many pieces inside? O moon of the night, why do I not see arms at your side? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? O our only guide, hold my hand and take me to your side. How many sins will I commit and you will forgive? See how many tears I will shed for you, Mawla Hussein. We come knocking at your door, hearts broken, please let us soar. We come knocking at your door, hearts broken, please let us soar. Give us wings like Abbas has, he lays there bright near the shore. O son of Hassan, of you how many pieces inside? O moon of the night, why do I not see arms at your side? Hear Zainab's cries, don't you see the tents are set alight? Your love may not befit me, like Qasim's armor heavy. Your love may not befit me, like Qasim's armor heavy. Your servants I do envy, with pride your flag I'll carry. O our only guide, hold my hand and take me to your side. How many sins will I commit and you will forgive? See how many tears I will shed for you, Mawla Hussein. See how many tears I will shed for you, Mawla Hussein. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أميري حسين ونعم الأمير، أميري حسين ونعم الأمير، أميري حسين ونعم الأمير. The night of Muharram have come, I lose myself, Hussein, thinking of your oppressed lovers who for you have been slain. I sit here thinking of my empty hands and scroll of deeds, thinking of the heights they had reached, I cry and my heart bleeds. Mother Zahra, I could not be a
help in Karbala. I need your help to make sure there's no other Ashura. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. I know it is true that I have fallen. I'm not worthy, but I still have love in my heart for the son of Ali. I know that it's not easy to give yourself for Haidar, but I promise I'll follow the steps of Ali Akbar. I have no other wish but for your flag to be my shroud. And leaving this world, I can send you my salam out loud. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. I go from one door to the next, just looking for a way towards the door that opens to you, yearning for that day. Battered and bruised, I wander with a dying, broken heart. Don't find a way towards you, this distance tears me apart. Even though I know you know that I am among the lost, you keep calling me back no matter what has been the cost. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Without your love, Hussein, I would have lost the will to live. I have given back so little to you, you only give. By the right of your Zainab, Hussein, take me out of this pain. I do not wish to be a source for her again. One Karbala was enough for the Zainab of Ali. Help me make a change so I can be there for your Mahdi. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Amiri Husainun wa na'am al-Amir. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This is where lovers dwell, in every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thar Allah. This is where lovers dwell, in every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thar Allah. This is where lovers dwell, in every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thar Allah. This is where lovers dwell, in every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thar Allah. I said, wake up Ruqayya, let us go to Medina. But she would not reply back. Hussein thar Allah. Your children's tears flow, your Zainab tells them go. In chains we will walk home. Hussein thar Allah. Arrows in your allies, spears and swords alike, upon your
Hussein's your eyes. Hussein thought Allah, if your love is the night, let the sun never rise. Our eyes set alight. Hussein thought Allah, this is where lovers dwell. In every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thought Allah, they say your paths have closed, I am lost and alone. So now where will we go, if not your shrine, Hussein? If not your shrine, Hussein, who will hear my cries? And from our tear-filled eyes, we will once again rise. For your love, O Hussein, for your love, O Hussein. In this sea I dive, I'll die yet feel alive. Every dying breath I thrive. Hussein thought Allah, our hearts beat for you. Every step is for you. We call and cry to you. Hussein thought Allah, this is where lovers dwell. In every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thought Allah, this is where lovers dwell. In every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thought Allah, this is where lovers dwell. In every breath we yell our death and farewell. Hussein thought Allah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
زيارة الإمام الحسين عليه السلام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا ابن الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. السلام عليك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته. دعاء الحجة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ولياً وحافظاً وقائداً حتى أن عيناه حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عظم الله أجورك.
على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, if I could have everybody's attention just for two quick announcements. On your way out, there is food for those people that are leaving. Inshallah, we are going to pray together for those that are waiting. And as we leave for prayer at the end of the night, because it's a night, just for the respect of our neighbors, if we could walk quietly outside, inshallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? How do we bear to see him, Abbas, our fallen moon? Zainab has fallen, Hussein's back broken. Oh dear uncle, you are our chosen. Has the flag fallen? And I yell, Baba, Abbas and Hussein. No need for water, I want my uncle. You left with two arms, returned with no arms, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas. You left with my wish to bring us water, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas.